So I'm guessing that most of us here have, at one time or another, it is a fallen world, suffered some kind of evil, either that has been done to us, or perhaps sometimes maybe it's an evil we've even committed and we're not at peace with it. It bothers us. It troubles us. And that's what a fallen world means. There was never an original intention for evil to exist in this world of ours that God created. But of course, we know from the Bible that, the center didn't hold. We lost it. And now evil becomes a possibility. And we suffer. And usually one of the things we experience when evil is either done to us or we commit evil is some kind of hurt. And following upon that, usually, is a feeling of anger, especially when evil is done to us. And there's something in that anger that makes us want a balance of justice to be restored, because when evil's done to us, that's an injustice. That's what we're suffering from. We suffer evil because there's an injustice. We've just been meted out something that is not our due. It's not due to us. It was never meant for us. It shouldn't have been given to us, but it was. Now, in this experience, there's something very right about that anger and its purpose, because that's what anger is all about. It's about justice. It wants some kind of a balance or restoration of justice to be done, particularly with the people who have done wrong to us. And that experience, that simple experience of the anger within us, is something that really speaks to a universal truth about evil. And it's this, it's really simple. Every single evil done is crying out for a measure of justice to once again be satisfied, for the balance of justice to be restored. Let me just say that again. See, every evil that is committed creates an imbalance of justice in our world. It doesn't matter if people don't see you doing it, or you do it secretly, or it's not out in the open. It really doesn't matter. Every evil will need to be addressed as to the need for a balance in justice, a satisfaction of justice, which has been violated by the evil. Now, one of the ways that this balance can be restored, and in fact, it's probably the way for it to be restored, believe it or not, is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Jesus, on the cross, satisfied for all injustice done in the past, in the present, and in the future. He's the Son of the living God. And what He offered upon the cross, being completely innocent, and yet taking on this evil of our world, which eventually took His life unjustly, that was sufficient to satisfy for the balance of injustice resulting from the evil in the past, in the present, and in the future. That's what satisfaction means, the satisfaction of justice. The balance of justice was completely restored by Christ. Okay, now, full stop. What do we do as a culture when evil is still being done, but we have abandoned Christ and His restoration? of justice. What are we to do then? Because that's our situation today. That's our circumstances. We have wholesale abandonment of Christ within our culture, which means there's still a lot of evil happening, but it's not being redressed, and the imbalance of justice increases. This is why civilizations come and civilizations go. They eventually, for lack of a balance in justice, they become so unjust that they collapse under the weight of their own guilt, of their own injustice, really. And we're kind of in a similar situation today in our culture. And there are various ways that you can tap into that. And one of them is to take the temperature of the human spirit within our culture today. And the indicators are that the degree of toxicity in the human spirit is on the rise. And a real simple example of that is we now at St. Andrew Catholic School here on this campus of the parish, we have a uniformed policeman armed for the safety of our children at our school. What kind of world has to do that? What kind of world has to protect children with armed policemen, fearing for their safety? Our world, that's what we're living with. See, something's off in the human spirit when that becomes necessary. I could give you some other litanies, human trafficking possibly, the billions spent on pornography. I mean, if you just even consider the reality of abortion. But there's another, indicator, all right? And that is that within a culture where the spirit, the human spirit is diseased, the human spirit gets diseased, and what starts to happen is evils begin to be called goods, and goods start to be called evil. And that's going on across our culture. I mean, I just mentioned one of them, abortion. Abortion is something that in our culture we have actually begun to press the culture into calling that a human right. That's unbelievable. Taking a human life is a human right, not an evil anymore. It's a good. It's good for us to do that. And I've got news for you. No, it's not. It's not good. The babies are fine. They're in the arms of Christ. We, in our culture, live with the burden and the toxic dividend of that evil. We live with that. That's what we do. Mother Teresa said it years ago at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. She said, you shouldn't be surprised if the violence in your culture goes up when you're proceeding with so much immense violence against the most vulnerable members of your society. And that's what we've been doing in abortion. So it shouldn't surprise us that someone crosses you in traffic, they get out with road rage and beat your windshield in. There's something wrong in the human spirit when that happens. And that's our culture. We live with this. We have a lot of people hurting. But see, here's the deal. If I have a sickness in my body, I need to go to Harris downtown or maybe Harris Southwest. I've got to go to a medical doctor. Where do you go with the sickness in the human spirit, the divine physician. Okay, full stop. We've abandoned him. We don't need him. We don't need Jesus. We're doing fine without him. And usually what that means is there's a lot of different ways to deal with that when evil is experienced or evil is done. There's a lot of different ways. They're all related to going into the self-righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. But two common ones are, first of all, when we suffer evil, we can end up frozen in the past in unforgiveness because we don't want to let go of the hurt. We're going to make that person pay for it by not forgetting it and letting go of it, but reminding them of it. But what happens is it starts to consume us, and we stay frozen like a piece of ice in the past. Or we start to go on a rampage, and we start doing evil to others to make sure that never happens to me again. One of those two ways are very common on how to deal with evil. But see, there's another way. There is another way for the satisfaction of justice. And it's given us in today's gospel. Repentance. Repent. Repent. Come to Jesus Christ. From the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." He meant that. That wasn't a throwaway phrase. He meant it. It was real. He was forgiving us, really, after all the evil he suffered. That was real. If you've been a perpetrator of evil, there is mercy. There is forgiveness. And the balance of justice is restored by way of your repentance. Because he satisfies for every imbalance that exists from evil. And so this is what the good news is like he says, Jesus says, "I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance, who have either frozen in the past at the moment the evil was perpetrated against them and they're going to stay there, making that person pay, or they go on a rampage and they start busting on other people and doing evil against them to make sure that never happens to me again." This is what's happening in our culture. Because we've turned away from the divine physician who ministers to the human spirit. How is your human spirit? How is the human spirit? What's your spiritual health? We're doing great with the material health. We're doing great. Exercise, all that. I do that. I'm good for that. We're doing great with our material comforts and this kind of thing. That's all good. Fine. We got nice homes and all this kind of thing. What about the human spirit and the cultivation of that? What if I'm saddled with an unforgiving spirit? What if I'm saddled with an angry spirit? What if I'm saddled with resentment? What if I'm saddled with bitterness from the evils I've suffered? What do we do then? Where do we turn when the going gets rough? And for a lot of us in our culture today, we go to the self-reliance solutions and either start doing that evil to others to make sure it never happens again, or we go into unforgiveness to punish the other person when in fact it's consuming us. It's consuming us. The gospel today really does give us a way, another way. And Jesus said, "I am the way," for good health in the human spirit. I can minister the medicine to you. I have the medicine you need. This is why it's so important for us to gather here, to be here and listen to the word, to come on Sunday. We want to allow the physician to minister to us, and sometimes that becomes more necessary, especially if you have been suffering injustices and evils. Then it becomes really necessary, because life gets hard sometimes. Let's face it, it gets tough. And we do maybe need to invest a little bit more in the Savior than might otherwise be necessary when things are going well. And I know that's tough stuff. That's not easy to do. Evil is not pretty. It's not pretty. And yeah, some of us go on the run. I don't want to deal with it. I'm going to drink it away, or I'm going to invest in some kind of experience or take a bunch of vacations. And it's all going to be there. They're all geographical cures. They won't do it. With Christ, we can, though. See, there's the good news. We can. We can turn to Him. Without Christ, we're like Adam in the garden, in the book of Genesis, who, when God asked him the question, Adam, why did you eat this forbidden fruit? Why did you take that? And Adam says, the woman you put here with me, she made me eat it. So God then says to the woman, he says, Eve, what's up? Why did you do that? The devil made me do it. The serpent. They both have one thing in common. They can't own what's going on in their own lives. Either it's too painful because the evil's too ugly, or, hey, I'm immaculately conceived. I'm not a sinner. I don't offend anyone. I don't do any wrong. I don't know what's wrong with the rest of you people. I just wish I didn't have to live with so many turkeys, being the great eagle that I am. Wow, can you hear the self-righteousness in that? And we declare ourselves innocent. Brothers and sisters, with Adam and Eve and Christ now, we have another way out. And that is, so what happened here? Tell them. Speak it to the Lord. It might be ugly. Maybe you don't want to face it. But it's time to let it go. What happened here? Lord, I was so angry, I took it out on them, and I spent my wad right on top of their heads, and I'm really sorry. Wow, imagine that. Can you imagine what would have happened if Adam would have said when God asked him, Adam, why did you have that? I blew it, Lord. I was disobedient. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I think some of us might be afraid of saying that because we don't really believe God is. We just believe He's a bigger version of our toxicity. I mean, He's just a tyrant. We just kind of project onto Him all the mean things we do to each other and say He's a bigger version of that, and I don't want to commit to telling my faults to a toxic tyrant like this thing we call God. That is the definition of a crisis of faith. You don't know Him. Because Jesus Christ is the face of God. And He said to us from the cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And He even went to the cross for us. This is the face of God. This is how He is with us. So, why are we delaying? We can deal with this. And you know what? When you deal with the spirit, the temperature of your own spirit, the health of your own spirit, you're bringing all of us into a better space. All of us. Because we all benefit when one of us gets better. It's the truth. We really do. And we all are taken down a notch when there's evil going on in the culture. I think you can see that right now. Because the fruit of sin in the human spirit is toxicity. And that is going up in the culture. That's the disease in the culture right now. There's a great deal of toxicity going around. Jesus loves you. And he wants to help. So, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. And we all have a lot to benefit from each one of us accepting the responsibility in our life for our human spirit by consulting the divine physician, Jesus. I wish that upon you this Sunday. That's the good news. He has medicine for your soul. Don't delay.